I feel the need for speed.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I love you. It's never having to say you're sorry.
He's looking at you, kid. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
No, I am the father.
I'm Batman.
I'm Spartacus!
Bond. James Bond.
Well, that means it's time to go behind the scenes of another movie classic.
I wanted this to be professional. Efficient, adult, cooperative, not a lot to ask. Alas, your Mr. Takagi did not see it that way, so he won't be joining us for the rest of his life. See, we can go anywhere you want us. You can walk out of here or be carried out. But have no illusions. We are in charge. So, decide now, each of you. And please remember, we have left nothing to chance.
Get them back. Knock them out.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, that's a scene from one of the truly great action films, Die Hard, from 1988. And to tell us all about it, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Yeah, this is just terrific. And the great thing is that it's been reappraised by the critics, who have reevaluated it and decided it wasn't just a hokum picture. It's a really classic adventure. So it's 1988, directed by John McTiernan, screenplay by Jeb Stuart and Stephen D'Souza, and from the novel by Roderick Thorpe called Nothing Lasts Forever. Stars Bruce Willis, Alan Rickman, Alexander Goodenough, and Bonnie Bedelia. And the whole thing, it's Bruce Willis plays the part of John McClane, a New York cop who's a know-it-all and a wisecracker and a wise guy. And he has come to visit his ex-wife in her new job. He's come from New York to Los Angeles, and they go to the Christmas party. But a gang of robbers have arrived, and they have other plans, and they hold everybody hostage. But luckily, Bruce Willis is able to get off into another part of the building, and fun ensues.
All right. Now Bruce Willis was not likely to be the action hero because he was committed to a series called Moonlighting. And even when they decided they might want him over Nick Nolte or Richard Gere or Sly Stallone or whatever, he couldn't do it.
Yeah, but then Sybil Shepherd, his co-star in Moonlighting, got pregnant. And the show's production was shuttered for 11 weeks. And then Willis suddenly had a window of opportunity to take the part. And what was really shocking at the time was he was a television actor. And it was decided that his fee for making the movie would be $5 million. Now, $5 million immediately put him up in the ranks of Dustin Hoffman, Warren Beatty, Robert Redford. And everybody was thinking, this is madness. The guy is untested in cinema. But the decision to give him the $5 million was made by the Fox's president, Mr. Rupert Murdoch. So the casting was crazy because everybody had thrown their hat in the ring and everybody wanted the part, the main part. But the person that they really, and the key to the success of this film was finding Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman was an unknown in film and television. He was a theatre actor through and through and was on Broadway starring in Les Liaisons Dangereuses, playing the villain Valmont. And the director, John McTiernan, went to Broadway, saw him, and immediately knew he's the one, and he's the one we've got to have. So,
And there's a famous scene featuring Alan Rickman where he has to fall, and there was quite a drama around that.
Yeah, his death scene, and this is, you know, the spoiler alert, what the hell, it's over, it's 35 years old, people know what happened. But to make that drop where he falls backwards, he falls 70 feet backwards, and that's the actual stunt. But they had to convince Rickman to do it, and McTiernan himself convinced Rickman by demonstrating the stunt himself. So then they got Rickman into position to fall backwards, and he was to fall on the count of three, but they let him go on the count of two. And so the real shock registered on his face, and there's no way he could fake that, Tiernan said. And what was really weird was, while the fall went well in 70 feet, they still asked him to do another take, which he did, but they used the first one.
Now, so, you have another clip for us, Bill. Set this up for me.
I do. At this stage in the film, the villain, Alan Rickman, is being outsmarted at every turn by John McClane, the cop. And they have a banter on the walkie-talkies, because McClane has managed to get a walkie-talkie. He's managed to get a machine gun. And so Rickman is laying out his stall.
You are most troublesome.
For a security guard?
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess.
Would you like to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change?
These are very bad for you.
Who are you, then?
Just a fly in the ointment, Hans. The monkey in the wrench. The pain in the ass. Whoa.
Check on all the others. Don't use the radio. See if he's lying about Marco and find out if anyone else is missing. Mr. Agest. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Unless you want to open a front door for me.
No, I'm afraid not. But you have me at a loss. You know my name, but who are you?
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually. I really like those sequin shirts.
Great dialogue there, Bill.
Fantastic dialogue, and Alan Rickman played it up to the hilt. The thing with Bruce Willis was that nobody thought he was going to manage to pull it off, and it was only when they started having previews for audiences and the audiences responded to him really warmly, because previously, when they just had the trailers running, people would groan in the cinema. They didn't want to see him. But then when they saw the film and saw the previews, they realized we have a hit on our hands. And
so did he merit the $5 million? I mean, how much did the movie make?
Well, on a total budget of $25 million, the film took $140 million at the box office. So going by today's numbers, that's probably $500 million. You know, it really was a serious success and global. Everybody knew it. Everybody took to it. And as a result, there have been four sequels to Die Hard. And they only make sequels if it's really successful. So, it was.
Great movie and well recommended. Die Hard. Go back to the original, because some of the sequels are not at all as good. But Die Hard from 1988. Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.